Lady Lazarus.
Hello, sir. How are you?
The Thought Fox.
Lady Lazarus.
Please, take a seat.
The Thought Fox.
Brideside or groom? Sorry, brideside or groom?
I have done it again.
Please move to the front. Do take a seat. Sorry, sir. You can't just sit anywhere.
The Thought Fox. I imagine this midnight moment, Forrest.
Sir, this is a wedding. You're either bride side or groom. Where would you like to sit? I'm just the usher, sir. I don't make the rules.
1 year in every 10, I manage it. A sort of walking miracle. My skin bright as a Nazi lampshade. My right foot a paperweight.
Welcome to the wedding. I mean, I wouldn't exactly call it the wedding of the year. But, I mean, it was 1956. And they're standing there.
I'm only 30, and like the cat, I have 9 times to die.
I mean, it's 4 months into their courtship. It's Bloomsday. They're honouring James Joyce. Platt's mum's around. And they take her, a pink dress, a pink rose, and head on down to St. George the Martyr Holborn.
This is number 3.
Till with a sudden sharp, hot stink of fox, it enters the dark hole of the head.
This is number 3.
I mean, the way she tells it, she makes it sound very, very innocent. I read some of his poems in a magazine. I was impressed. I wanted to meet him. We went to a party. Then we saw a great deal of each other. And, well, we just decided it could keep on.
And warily a lame shadow lags by stump and in hollow, of a body that is bold to come across clearings, and I...
She described Hughes as a singer, a storyteller,
brilliantly,
a lion,
concentratedly,
and a world
coming about
wanderer,
its own business.
With a voice like the thunder of God. Most of my boyfriends I just thought were cute. And it may not be the wedding of the year, but it is the wedding where we all take sides.
What a trash to annihilate each decade. What a million filaments. The peanut-crunching crowd shoves in to see them and wrap me hand and foot. The big strip tease.